Welcome to the Ether. Today is Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. Today on the Ether, the Tuesday Cosmos Ecosystem Recap, hosted by CryptoTank. Let's take a listen.
Hey, what's going on, my friends? What's going on? We just got this started, so we're going to be waiting a couple of minutes to see who funnels in because his afternoon is going well. What's good, Delray? What's up, my friend? Oh, let me see here. Delray, I'm going to give you what's up, Grits? I'm going to give you speaker. Don't feel pressured or anything like that as well. But if you would like to come up and speak, of course. I gave you co-host, Grits. I don't know why that's... Is that working? Why is that not working? Requested. There you go.
What's up, everybody?
What's good, buddy? What's good?
All good, sir. Thank you for asking. And, you know, just hoping in. Hello, Terra Spaces. Hi, Grits. How you guys feeling? Thank you for the invitation to speak. I will stay in around 15 to 20 minutes because I have like another call in half an hour. So just so you know.
Oh yeah, no worries, no worries at all. Just kind of, this was a pop up spaces, to be honest with you. So pretty much nothing really happening as far as spaces goes at the current moment. So I figure I'd shoot my shot and just kind of get a little quick recap on what's going on with the markets and see how everybody's feeling and get people's opinions on a couple of things that's taking place. Like there's always something that happens in the cosmos, right? So
yeah.
Figured I'd just kind of touch base and see how everybody's feeling. The first topic I wanted to talk about, and maybe he'll chime in here in a little bit, but obviously I think one of the bigger things that we saw on crypto Twitter was, you know, the unfortunate event with Stake Like Mo and his validator set up being jailed. I admittedly have not been able to actually look too much into that. Maybe Grits, you have a little bit more that you can disclose or fill me in with. Was it something like obviously like mistake? I saw something where he said he double signed or something. What happened there? Or is Grits, or are you there, Grits? I don't even know. Grits is co-hosting, but I don't even know if he's there yet.
Can you hear me, Tank?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm like in the same position as you. I just know that it was jail due to double signing and he's not refunding anybody. But I haven't got a deeper look into that yet.
You said he's not planning on refunding anybody?
That's what I read so far. Ooh, if he changed his mind, I don't know.
Let me actually bring it up real quick to see if I can't dig into it a little bit more while we're waiting. Hold on, Stake Like Mo. And again, I'm not actually, being very honest, guys, I'm not trying to create FUD or talk down about Mo or anything like that. Obviously, I'm just trying to recap the developing things that happened throughout the day. That is a big one. He was a up-and-coming validator for Evmos. And yeah, what I'm reading here is apparently his validator was jailed for double signing. While trying to, they were trying to update from the, or do something with the update and they just kind of screwed it up or something? Hold on 1 second. See another request here. Why is that doing that? Hold on 1 second, Grits. I don't know why. Let me remove you from calls. I don't know why it's doing that. Request, add a speaker. Yeah, it's so broke. And now let me try to add you as a co-host. Okay.
Stupid. Yeah, yep. Let me come up as a co-host, but it wouldn't let me unmute. That's stupid.
Yeah, that was weird. So, Joe, do you know anything? Like we were just—I don't know if you could hear while all that was happening. What happened there? Do you have any idea?
Delray.
It,
or...
Yeah. Well, no. With crypto like Mo and his validator.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. I was looking into validating yesterday, and I was talking to Kevin, and I'm like, yeah, maybe I should wait until I'm done moving, and then I'll look into it. And then like this happens the next day. I think that's
kind of... Yeah, like I'm looking at his partner's post here. I'm literally just now kind of looking into it. I've been seeing it at a glance pretty much all day long, but like I'm just pulling up his I guess this is the guy that actually runs a Digital Adapt. He's actually the one that runs or was running.
Yeah. Dude, that's why I basically am very OCD about running things myself. Yeah, it's unfortunate that there's no slash protection, but he's just starting out. So, yeah, I don't know how you're going to have slash protection when you're just starting out. This is why I was like, yeah, I think you need a lot more money.
Yeah, so, well, you know, interesting what Del Rey said, like, I get it, too, when you're first starting off, and if, from what I understood, Mo was putting up a lot of his own, Evmos to pretty much, you know, bootstrap the validator node. So there's probably not much to actually be paying anybody. But if it's correct, in which I think you are correct, Del Rey, he's not right now planning on reimbursing anybody for the slash. So
no.
Did you read that? Is that true? Okay, that's true.
It's like way more money than he has. So.
How much did he have? How much was on his node?
I'm not sure, but it's like, I'm pretty sure three times the amount of money that the guy has to throw down on that. You know,
yeah, even on a 10, what was it? 10% hard slash or something like that. Well, I'm trying to read it right now.
Yeah, and then I don't know how that works specifically. Like, dude, if 10 people lost 10% of their money, then that's a lot of money.
You know what I did see, which I thought was
$50,000.
Yeah, you know what I did see, which I thought was kind of shitty, to be honest with you. And I guess, you know, my other personalities that are out there in the space, I mean, you, however you want to take this, but I'm just going to...
Oh, they're ripping him apart.
Well, not even... No, there's some of them, that's why. There is some of them that are ripping him apart. And I get that. I get that side of it. What I was going to try to say, though, is I've seen a couple of people, try to make light of what happened on his original post, where it's like, oh, I lost 10 Evmos or whatever it was. Like, you know, trying to make it like, oh, no big deal or whatever like that. But like, that's a big deal. That sucks. Like, yeah.
It's the one thing you never want to have happen as a validator. It means you suck, basically.
Yeah, it sucks. But I believe also that the faster you are transparent about it, the better for you and your delegators, I believe, and the people that are watching you.
Oh, for sure.
Because all eyes are on him right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if it matters when you like lose everyone's money and you can't get it back, though.
Hmm.
People are probably mad.
How does that work? I know, because, okay, so...
Oh, they don't get that. If they lose like a chunk of their money and they don't get rewards for during the, you know, redelegation period, which I'm assuming happens, then that sucks.
So, yeah, but everybody, now that, you know, the right thing, like Delaware was saying, the right thing, right? If you're them, is to immediately let everybody know as best you can, and like keep letting everybody know, because you don't want it to get like swept under the rug with everything else that's happening on crypto Twitter, right? Keep bombarding and everybody, letting everybody know that you fucked up and that it's jailed, and that, so that people have enough time to start. Because what is the redelegation for?
I'm not sure.
You know it's really bad. Imagine those people that, because
he's 14 days on Evmos.
Okay, oh, so wow. At least it's okay. That's 14 days. That's better than some of them. But imagine some of those guys that literally just redelegated to get onto his, you know, for maybe even that airdrop that he was saying. And now you can't even move.
I know, right?
You're not even able to redelegate. Because what if you just did it a couple of days ago? Like, that sucks.
Yeah, I would never do airdrops or anything if I run one.
Well, yeah, that's now that I'm looking into it, that's a raw deal. Did anybody in here, and again, I'm just talking it out. Like, if Mo comes in here too, I'm going to shoot the shit with him as well and just ask him straight up. But did anybody in here stake like Mo? Did anybody lose anything?
Well, not me, anyway.
Are they not?
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully you guys are okay. But in any case, that sucks for everybody involved, man.
And I do see, you know, it's really interesting seeing all of the more, I guess, OG validators and devs and stuff like that come out and voice their opinions. And like you said, Grits, they're pretty heavy with them. Like it's,
yeah,
they're coming in hot, man. But I guess, you know, that
should you never validate again? I don't know. I don't think it's that extreme of a thing. Maybe. I don't know.
Is that what they're saying? Is that where it's going to right now? Like,
yeah, that's what he's sitting on himself. So it seems like.
Oh, is that something that he actually said? Like, oh, well, you know, probably.
Yeah, he put up a poll and it's like 50-50 basically.
Mm. Well, you know, the one thing, and I don't know all the ins and outs of
that. I saw people like that, even putting up a governance vote in Evmos
about it. Like banning him from ever doing it again.
Yeah, something like
wow. That. Wow. I mean, well, you know what I was going to say? I guess the one thing I do kind of have a problem with, and again, this is just me from the outside looking in, right? Like when you're running a validator, or like if you're the talking head or the personality, right? Like obviously influencer, whatever you want to call them, and you partner up with somebody, like you, I don't know who said it. Was it Kevin or somebody said, like, when you have absolutely no two fucks or like no idea, and I'm just assuming, like maybe Mo does, I don't know, but like when you really don't know anything about the coding side of things, and then you're entrusting basically like your reputation to carry the delegations, but somebody else to do the work, like that's just a bad relationship and bad business practice in general, in my opinion, because, you know, like again, you don't have any control. Or do you have any rights to put in input, because you don't know what the hell is going on anyway. Like you're not the one, you're the one requesting delegations and the one that people trust, but then you're offloading the work to somebody else that obviously didn't really know what they were doing entirely. And so like that I kind of had a problem with, like understanding the setup after the fact was kind of like, well, wow, that was kind of crummy.
Well, yeah, that guy tried to do something that he wasn't supposed to, and Jack even was like, "Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. If you need to know anything about Horcrux, then let me know." You know?
Yeah, like, well, that's what I just read. I just literally read that. I think somebody posted it in our Discord. Yeah, did. And I'm like, why would you even do that? Like, again, that just kind of goes back to what we've been talking about. For a while now, right? It's just, well, it's bad business practices. It's bad management, right? It's all of these things. It's just in some form or some way in the Cosmos ecosystem running rampant. And it's
crypto like moment in a post asking like how much or what way people should be refunded. He's asking if people should be refunded for the 10% for the hard slash or the 10% plus the missing staking rewards.
I mean, I would think it would be the plus, like, right? Like,
generally.
I mean, that's just my first thought about it. Like,
hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you would think. I mean, yeah, it's going to be damn near impossible for him to do that. But, like, you would think as the party that's responsible, like, yeah. I don't know, but I feel like that would be really hard or impossible for him to do. Come on, Loki, come downstairs. Sorry, my pit bull ran upstairs and he shouldn't be upstairs. Yeah, that's interesting. That's super interesting. So again, that was the first thing I kind of want to talk about. And, you know, I don't know if anybody else wants to chime in and give their two cents about how they feel about the situation. I mean, I think it's pretty cut and dry and pretty clear about how shitty it is. I mean, it sucks no matter what. Sucks for Mo, sucks for the delegator, sucks for everybody involved, but it is kind of what it is. And that's why we always stress, at least on our show and on our spaces, the importance of practicing proper risk management and also, you know, just good business management. Like, it's on you guys and us to do your due diligence and learn who this personality is, who's running their nodes, who's doing all this stuff. We can't just skate on by with, you know, promises and you know, and think that that's good enough. It's because it's not. It's getting really frustrating. And again, I'm not coming down on Mo, but it's getting really frustrating to see poor business practices or poor just management in general in the Cosmos ecosystem in so many different ways. Like I hate to say it, but it's like, just pick another. Hey, I'm sure tomorrow is going to give us another example of something stupid. Like it's just getting to that point now where it's like, what are we going to wake up to tomorrow? Like that's going to like just basically drive that point again, you know? I guess the question is, how do we fix that? Like, you know, how do we get past this, whatever we're going through? What's up, Gaines? You want to jump up here, man? Hold on one second.
You know, Tank, this is a random thought, but it's something I like, is that lately I'm seeing more people like expressing their opinion, and it seemed like they are less afraid to share what their concerns are and what things are being done wrong in the ecosystem. Of course, with the intention to get it better. So
yeah,
before I used to see like more comments praising all about Cosmos, but I'm happy to see this diversity of people actually expressing their concerns about the ecosystem and how to make it better.
I mean, I agree. I know a lot of people recently, you know, especially on some of the few spaces that we've recently been in, have definitely been expressing like, you know, like it just looks bad where every single day it looks like the individuals in the Cosmos ecosystem are either attacking each other, or as devs go, or like personalities are, you know, at odds at each other and stuff like that. Like, and I get that. It does seem really shitty when you wake up every single day. And like I said, it's just something else, right? Like I'm at the point now where I'm being very honest, like we'll wake up tomorrow and I'm just expecting something wild out of left field to fucking happen again. And it's as a content, pusher, I guess you want to call it that, like on YouTube, right? Like that just covers the news. Great for me, but you know, it just sucks as a participant in the ecosystem that we are going through this. But at the same time, I'm glad that we are waking up and we are starting to voice our opinions more as a community, because we're never going to be able to fix these things if we don't bring what our concerns are to the forefront and start sharing them with people. Like we can't just keep going by and expecting the overall decision makers, quote unquote, that are in the ecosystem to do the heavy lifting for us and to take care of us. Like we can't do that anymore. Like just because they're a dev, or just because they have a project, or just because they have X amount of followers that's following them on YouTube or Twitter, like we can't leave it up to them to see us through. Like, you know, this isn't Cardano. This isn't Ethereum. We don't have like one holy entity or shining knight that, you know, is going to fix that, or like Polkadot with Gavin Wood. Like everybody always like leans on like, oh, they're just, we got to trust them. They're going to like, this is the Cosmos ecosystem. This is about us. And I'm glad that we are starting to make it more about us and not everybody else. So yeah, I really do love it. Love it. Love it. Sorry. My son's over here asking me to do something as well. What did you want?
You know, great. Thanks. I need to hop out already, but great conversation as always. Happy to share with you. Big shout out to Lil Gaines, Jacob, Terra Spaces, and see you tomorrow, guys.
All right, buddy. Okay. I appreciate you stopping in, man.
You got it.
Later, boss. Oh, man. But yeah, it's so that's the first thing I guess I wanted to talk about is, you know, obviously, again, just another issue that's in the Cosmos space. It is what it is, unfortunately. I really do, in all honesty, regardless of how people feel about Mo or the situation, like I hope whatever best outcome does actually get produced from whatever that's worth and for whatever they can do with it. I mean, when you look at it, it doesn't look like a good situation, but like I do hope for the delegators and Mo and everybody else in between, I really do hope somehow, some way that gets taken care of somehow. But yeah. And if anybody wants to talk about that further, you can just request or, you know, put your hand up and you can just give us your opinion about it. But moving on to that, I do want to kind of just really cover, you know, just the basic landscape of our ecosystem and how well right now Atom is doing. I'm really surprised. I had to cut my show early today. Short because I was having a lot of neck issues and back pain while I didn't do my show. But now that I've had something to drink and I'm a little bit more loose and checking the chart again this afternoon, I'm really, really surprised and happy to see that Atom has closed, will close the day in about 38 minutes at the zone that we were looking to close, right, Gritz? Like we were saying, we needed to close right around 10 to 10:50. And it does look like that Atom is going to close, you know, around $10.50. We're at $10.60 right now. But if we can close $10.50, like, that's a really good short-term thing for us to do in the grand scheme of things. So super, super happy about that. If anybody has any thoughts, or if you guys are like expert TA people, definitely chime in and let me know what you guys are thinking. But I've been looking at a couple of key levels each and every day, actually for the actually past couple months or so. And I'm just really, really happy to see us climbing back up to which was our previous rejection back on May. So that's really nice. Hopefully we can sustain, right? Hopefully we can sustain and maintain. I see Bitcoin's up to 23.3, which that is a great thing. Again, if we can close, like I was saying today on the stream, if we could close 22.5 to 23, that would be absolutely amazing. It does look like we're going to do that if we can just sustain ourselves where we're at for the next 37 minutes or so. Again, that's just a daily time frame for the candle to close. But yeah, looks really good, actually. What do you think, Ritz? Like, what have you been watching it at all, or you busy modding everything?
I've been busy doing a bunch of shit. It's pretty, busy
get day. To be so unbusy. Like, what is this? I'm gonna try to steal that from everybody. It's gonna be a hard task, but I'm gonna try to steal you away eventually from everybody else and just get you full time IBC gang. That's it.
Like, I just like looked into this diffusion airdrop and it's not ready for me yet. So,
Tell me about it. What's going on over there?
Oh, they're airdropping to the Evmo stakers, and I think they just did the liquidity pool. They just like liquidity pool
holders. We'll go back to Evmos, right? Like, so was it us that were talking about it again? We talked so much. Right?
I'm still missing a quarter of the airdrop, but I don't give a shit.
Well, I mean, I just fill me with the token. And diffusion in itself, like, other than the liquidity pools for pairing, what the hell does it do?
I don't know. It's just like the only thing that's like an in between for like a swap service for like the Evmos ecosystem that works with MetaMask, basically.
Because I know Evmos has diffusion, right? And then they had
they got something else. I don't know.
Oh gosh, what was coming. It? Now you guys are gonna make me go look for it now. So much things to keep up with, guys. But their other platform, what was it? Coslin? So that's not out yet either?
No, it was like Costland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that got hacked.
Oh, was that hacked? See, I don't
from the inside.
Oh,
hacked. Air quotes.
Jeez Louise. Well, okay. Well, so then we got Diffusion. Does anybody else know? Like, so what's Diffusion? Like, I know what the platform is, but like, as far as tokenomics and token goes, right? Like, I feel like I've never really understood it. And so kind of like, just.
Well, they're supposed to have like liquidity pools and shit, but they, I don't know, it's not on
Diffusion. It's not what we use for gas, right? Like, it's still, isn't it still, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, because I think
you use Evmos for gas.
Yeah, you use Evmos for gas, right? Like, so that's what I thought. So I just don't understand. Like the diffusion.
What's the point of their token? I have no idea.
Other than to pair it for a pool, and I guess
some of their pools
are pretty. Like, I mean, I'm looking at them right now. They got one of them. Well, that's what I'm again gonna go back to, right? Like,
because like guys, Osmosis is like it's also its governance token. Like, it's now.
Well, Osmosis is really different. Really, really different, right?
Well, like, they use their thin token for they use their token for gas, but like Diffusion's offloading that burden to Evmos, which is smart, I guess. I don't know.
For Evmos, but not for Diffusion. Like, I just
Evmos gets all the fees. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, and like for the Diffusion, like I see the Diff USDC pool, which is 370%, I guess, for the APR.
Got all the bridges up there too. I think maybe they're gonna like streamline that in the future or something.
Well, I hope they. If somebody knows anything, let me know. Let me or Grits know, because
the Connect bridge is pretty cool. That one's not bad. But.
Oh, for sure. I just don't. I never really got. I guess not, because I had a few friends that they like, you know, messaging. Oh no, you got to get into these pools and these APRs and yada yada. And I was like, I just don't like if it was. if it was that APR and then like maybe the diff token did something other than pair, I would be kind of like, you know, considering it, but like it does nothing as far as I know, other than pair liquidity. Like, I don't know. It does. So somebody fill me in. So I feel like I'm missing out on something. If I mean, I'm going to get the airdrop, right? I'm staking my, my Evmos. So
you can stake Diffusion for XDiff. I don't know.
You can stake Diffusion for XDiff. I'm definitely going to have to read more about. I'm going to have to read into that a little bit more.
It is an AMM, so.
Yeah. My son's over here dying. What are you dying from, son? What's wrong with you?
Well, another post by Mo.
Well, what's going on now?
It says, if we paid 80 to 90% of future commissions to make everyone whole for the hard slash, how would you feel? In this scenario, I assume compensation only goes to those who continue to delegate with us.
Interesting.
I don't know. Could be a long time.
Yeah, that will be one heck of a journey. Again, I don't mean to laugh, guys. I just think it's a crazy situation, and it's getting just to the point now where, like I said, each day, like I'm just not. It's unfortunate. I'm just not surprised to see crazy stuff coming out of left and right field. I'm just like, well, it's another day in the crazy cosmos. So. Yeah, you know, let's go. But we do definitely need to. I think, you know, speaking of what Timmy Spark IBC is doing, and some of the conversations we've had in the past about, you know, streamlining kind of expectations for people in the Cosmos ecosystem. I do think that while that's going to be really hard to enforce, maybe just for a like. For shits and giggles, like, you know, like, or just for kicks, like somebody should take that standard or that flag and run with it and kind of do something with it. Cause we definitely need to start doing something different to where these bad practices and these bad things that are really easily, if we're just a lot more conservative and we're just a lot more transparent and more demanding with transparency from, you know, not only personalities or influencers, if you want to call them whatever you want to call them, but developers and, you know, leads that are in our space, I really think that a lot of this stuff that we can avoid, like a lot of this stuff we can really just have much better days if we kind of do something like that. I don't think it's anything that's going to be like profitable in that sense, but I definitely do think in a kind of roundabout way will definitely help with people's profits, because the more healthy the ecosystem is, the more healthy probably our bags will all be. And if we can get away from this shadiness, bad habit, things that we've been basically letting skate by, I think, like, you know, obviously long term, that's just good for everybody, especially their bags. So I don't know. Maybe we do something like you're so busy, Grits, but maybe IBC Gang just starts putting together, like, you know, an article of such, or like a spreadsheet of information plus like conservative, like expected habits that should happen with validators or delegators picking a validator or anything. Some got to do something, and maybe we'll just pick it up and do with it, because again,
I'm Thyborg to write out a master guide with Timmy.
Something. There you go. Like, yeah, I really do think it's like something that Spark IBC would fit perfect with them, right? Like, and their campaigns, because that's basically what they're trying to do, is trying to do things of that nature for the entire Cosmos ecosystem. But then again, we would really have to, at least for IBC Gang, really have to start backing them and promoting them so that they can actually start getting funds for the campaign going forward, because obviously that's going to take a lot of work and a lot of dedication to kind of write all that up and make sure that it's available for people. And then if you think about it, like when we're talking about Timmy, like that, if somebody was to write something like that, or like paste together a bunch of things for the general public to be able to refer back to, like, imagine if you were to get the vast majority of these protocols to like just put it somewhere on their platforms, like say Fosmosis had a little click thing that, you know, had a Spark IBC logo on it. And when you clicked on it, you could see, like, you know, better practices for newbies, or like how, like, you know, basic information for people, like what to look for in a validator, and things to blah, 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 like things to look out for or something like that. I think that would be really, really beneficial. But again, it's going to have to be community driven. I think that's something that we really need to get out there. Somebody's got to do it. I think Spark IBC would be perfect to do, but there's only so, like, there's only so much of them, right? And they need funding. So somebody's got to take my spot, by the way, on Spark IBC's leader list. I am the number one spot. I challenge somebody, not you do you, but I challenge somebody to take my donation campaign number one spot for me. I like being on the list, but please do. I want to see Spark IBC succeed. I want to see what Timmy them are doing with it. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is what's really going on with Juno. And there's so much, like, crazy bullish things going on with Juno, right? Like the abilities with DAOs and the NFT capabilities that they're, you know, implementing throughout all this DAO technology. And then we're seeing all these platforms and protocols come and just basically line up to deploy in Juno, you know, and I think obviously not as hard as Atom right now, but look at Juno go. It's at 350 right now. 350. It is up on the day 2.2. Actually, it's 2.22% on the day, which is a massive move over the past 6 days. What is it, 6 days or so for Juno? Actually, if you want to go back from the low, it wasn't really that far or long ago. To where we're at right now, it's only been about a month, and we've already seen price action lead us up about 73% from the low when Terra crashed and found the bottom on June 13th, right around $2, right around there, right? From that, we are up right now 73.23% over the past 37 days. That is amazing, friends. Amazing. I just think, and again, somebody can chime in and tell me, like, I'm absolutely wrong, or maybe just overly biased and bullish and have my blinders on, but I just see so much really crazy potential and bullish things happening with Juno right now that, you know, on top of that, we have their halving, I guess, or is it it's still called a halving. It's not like a thirding, like Osmosis. It's a halving, right, Gritz? Yeah, because, yeah, I guess it is a halving because it goes from 40 to 20, 20 to 10.
Yeah, the Juno is a halving, and then Osmosis is a thirding.
It's a thirding. That's right. That's right. Juno is a halving. That's right, because right now it's at 40%, and it goes down soon, I think, right? Like in a month or two to like 20%, and then the next
2.5 months, yeah.
2.5 months. There you go, yeah. And then it goes from 20 to 10, which obviously halvings. But yeah, super, super freaking bullish. I'm super happy with seeing the price action right now for both Atom and Juno. Like, amazing. Amazing. Oh, what's going on, Nuts? I see you. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys, friends, Jerry from Nuts. I love where you're going with the Juno thing, Tank. And I just wanted to throw in there that, you know, we're going to be launching an NFT series on Loop. And Loop is going to be using Juno as their founding token. So I think we're going to see a lot of marketplaces and real case utility with Juno coming up here. And I apologize, there's a bunch of kids in my pool right now. But in any case, yeah.
I just wanted downstairs literally yelling as well, man.
But Juno is looking hot. We're really excited about Loop. And the one cool thing about Loop is that you'll be able to stake your NFTs and earn the Loop token. And that Loop token is going to be tied to Juno itself. So we're going to see stability and growth of Loop. And, you know, they're coming in from Terra, so they already have a great team. And we're going to see a lot of building. I'm very bullish on Juno, just like you. I know that, you know, it's had trouble, but it's always gotten through it. And the community is so committed, so solid. I love the community around Juno. And we're going to see a lot of bullish action as we begin to recover.
Yeah, I'm really amazed and, like, cannot wait for that ability to stake your NFTs and earn the Loop token. Like that's innovative stuff. Like that's crazy. I'm so happy about that. I can't wait. So wait. I don't know if this is alpha. What's the next project that you're launching? Can you tell us that's going to be on Loop?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a Rusty pipe dream that he loves. It's called Trailer Park Kids. It was originally meant to celebrate like all of us kind of being down in the dumps and feeling trashy with all of our crypto being, you know, kind of way down there. But we transformed into Trailer Park Kids, which is a sort of a play on the Garbage Pail Kids of the 1980s. These kids are grungy. These kids are edgy. These kids have attitudes. They're not kids you're proud of. They're not kids you want to show mom and dad. But it's a new collection. And as always, we go unique. We go different. And, you know, that's what we love about what we do. And we love the unique artists out there that always try to, you know, I mean, you can always copycat, right? Because you can't stop.
Have you ever watched the show Trailer Park Boys?
I have not, but we have, you know, Ambito. Yes. Ambito has seen it. And I think Rusty has seen some of it. And it's hot.
That is a crime. You should sit down and watch it from the beginning.
I need to. And we're blessed to have Ambito as one of the people working within Knots. And he made some really cool promos for TPK. Showing the Trailer Park Boys. But yeah, I need to sit down and really do my research on that. I think I can get some good.
Yeah, some good I used to have a Bubbles level prescription. Not even kidding.
That's awesome. I'm super excited about that launch. I was hoping that you were going to be launching the trash. What was it again? The
Trailer Park Kids, TPK, Trailer Park Kids.
I'm having such a hard time because we're about the same age. I actually go back in my mind whenever I look at it, I'm like, oh, no, it's Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
But like, no, I absolutely love it. And I love the look of them. I love the direction that you're going with it. And I cannot wait. And I'm super excited that's going to be on Loop. Super excited about that.
Yeah. And, you know, for creators out there that might be wondering, can I get into Loop? They've been really great. Now, you need to be able to dox yourself and you need to prove that you're committed to Cosmos. They are. So part of the screening process is you need to do a live FaceTime with, we did it with Jay from Loop. She's great, but you need to be able to talk with her, explain your project, and, you know, kind of like you need to be able to market and sell yourself. It really helps if you've been a creator who's been around for a bit and you're reputable because, they're going to be new here in Cosmos and joining the Juno chain, so they don't... Not that we have a lot of rug pulls, but it would be really bad to have, you know, scandalous artists coming in. So, but in any case, yeah, we met with Jay, did FaceTime, we did an application. And when you're doing, when you're working with Loop, they ask you, do you want to be able to make your NFT stakeable? And basically what they do is they take a commission or a part of your NFT sales out and they use those funds to make the NFTs stakeable so you can earn Loop. And Rusty and I, you know, we love staking. Like we're 100% pro stakers. We're like, hell yeah, let's, you know, whatever we got to do to make TPK stakeable on Loop so people can earn Loop tokens, we're going to go for it. So yeah, we'll be in the Genesis series set. That should be at the end of July or early August.
Nice.
But yeah. So it's coming up fast, but you know, we like to work hard. We'll be there.
That is cool. Wait. So maybe, obviously you don't want to push it. If you guys don't know, so I love Jerry. I love Rusty. I love the Knots team. I personally have an NFT launch that's already out right now on Stars. Maneki Cosmos is my project, which I could not have brought to life without the help coming from Jerry and Rusty and the Knots crew. So somewhere down the road, after we get Maneki all kind of on its legs and out there and everything is fully out for everybody. Maybe I can, I don't mind being docs. This is the first project, but I have you guys. Maybe I can use you as a reference, good sir?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I just come to the party with you guys and be like, no, see, they're my buddies.
No, you know, Jay knows about you. Because we tell, you know, when we're chatting with her, you know, Rusty and I are very open and honest. And we're saying, IBC gang, great community, Tink and Grits. They're really great people. You know, Cosmos DeFi, great person. You know, they were interested in like reputable media arms. So yeah, we've talked about you, but yeah, if you ever want to go on Loop, yeah, you can use us. But for people that don't know about Maneki, you can still grab one. I think, have you put out like a timeline for anybody yet? But in any case, if you haven't, but
we actually have. Okay. We let the Discord know. I think we put out one post. We are going to. So Maneki, and I don't. It feels so weird sometimes. Chilling. I got to do it more. So our mint is actually going to cut off on the 1st of next month. We're gonna close it down and we'll burn the remaining Manekis. It's because the minting out was never the end goal for Maneki. So we're really, really amazed though, and really fortunate and blessed, and so thankful to see such support from the Cosmos ecosystem. I mean, I think today we reached 15% of only 1,000.
Oh, someone did buy that 150th. That's funny.
Yeah. So like again. It might not seem like a lot to in comparison, but there is a lot of things that separate the Manekis from basically all the other collections that are out there on Stargaze. One, we do have a higher price point. It's about, at launch, it was $200 if you didn't have the whitelist, and $160 if you even had the whitelist spot. So that's still, even on the whitelist spot, it was that, you know, we recognize, and we admit it was at a higher price point than most, if not all, the other NFT projects that were launching at the same time as us. But that was by design. And we also have a smaller, a smaller total mint, which is only 1,000. Again, by design, meant to be that way. With that being said, like I said, the minting out was never, it's never been the end game. It's never been the goal. I'll be able to actually release a lot more, if not every bit of the information on the 1st once the mint is complete. So I'm really excited to show everybody what the Maneki Cosmos is all about. If you haven't been watching the YouTube channel, if you haven't been paying attention to what Knots have put out there for us, or what we have put out there for us on crypto Twitter, kind of explaining as vaguely as best as possible as we possibly can what Maneki Cosmos is all about. But yeah, I'm super excited. And again, I really do think that we've saw such great response from the community, because, you know, not only for what it stands for, but who we partnered with Knots and Jerry and Rusty. Like, there is, in my mind, absolutely no fucking way that we would have gotten even 5% or 10% just based on, you know, the vague idea that I can tell you guys right now. I really do think, and it's such a blessing that I was able to partner up with you guys. And if anybody, little shameless kind of promotion, and I don't care what anybody thinks. If anybody has ever had a great idea, if anybody has ever had like just a thought that they want to get involved, and maybe they're not a coder, maybe they're not like on that level as far as like bringing out a protocol or some kind of like, you know, crypto project in that sense, but they have, you know, ideas as far as art goes and maybe an NFT. Knots has an amazing project or resource to pull from that. I mean, yeah, I mean, I just look at Maneki Cosmos. We're not done yet, but like, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, I
thank you, Tank. What you did is you brought a unique, incredible idea that Rusty and I saw immediately as being, you know, it's going to be a winner. Your idea is a winner, and we know your heart, and your heart is there for the Cosmonauts, and your idea is to help Cosmonauts grow and to be healthier within Cosmos. So we were all over that. We're open to helping out any project, but we, you know, on the same token, the person that launches it has to give 1,000%. Like, you didn't just come to us and expect us to hand it to you and us to do all the legwork. Like, you,
no, I actually had to have a meeting with them guys. Like, I actually had a real meeting with them.
Yeah, but I mean, you had the community. You had the community. You had the support. You were doing YouTube. You're doing Twitter. So you hauled it, right? So it's your baby, but you made sure your baby grew up.
You know what I would like to do? You know what I would really like to do, Jerry? Like one of the, especially after the mint, I, you know, obviously, and I didn't mean this, guys. I didn't even know Jerry was going to pop in there, but I've been really, it's been on my heart. Like I would really love to do a, maybe even a multi segment edition or stream or video about basically like how the process is like, and what I've experienced working with you guys and what you guys have to offer, you know, like-minded individuals like myself. Again, it does come with caveats, guys. Like I'm being very honest. If you guys watch the show, like I expect even like when I go to banks and stuff like that to have to bring a binder and a well thought out idea and a roadmap and like, you know, have all my, T's crossed and I's dotted and stuff like that when, you know, when I'm presenting something. And we did that. We really did. They did not just let me skate based off personality or popularity. They really wanted to vet me. And I really, like, even just going through that process in our earlier stages, I really, really respected that and knew just on that, like, I was like, okay, these are definitely the people that I want to work with because they're taking it just as serious as I take everything else. So little caveat, you know, you do have to, if you have an idea, please at least think it through. But they have such great resources. I mean, I'm telling you guys right now, you can't get any better than the Knot Screw. Like you just can't.
Yeah. And thank you again so much, but you're right. And there's a million great ideas out there. But you got to have your stuff together. And Rusty and I'm sure there's going to be other great, in fact, we're meeting. What we're finding now is we're actually getting tokens, IBC chains coming up for our knots. Like this coming Thursday, two Yumi, is it Yumi or Umi? I call it Yumi.
I say Umi. I saw your post, but I do say Umi all the time. Yeah.
So we got two Yumi guys coming on. One's a marketing director and one's a engineer, and they're coming on Knot's News on Thursday, and they'll be talking about Yumi. And they said like we can get in the details. I'm like, we're not going to go too deep, okay? Because the Knot's News is Rusty and Jerry throwing it out there, you know. So we're going to have some fun. Educate people about what Yumi does. Let's get it out there. But, you know, they're interested in the Yumi Knots. And then we have a couple other entities, a couple other tokens that are IBC that are saying, hey, we want to do Knots too. So it feels so good. And it's so humbling to have, like, you know, after you've done all the work, the legwork, to have tokens coming up to us saying, hey, you know, we like your work. We want to work with you.
Yeah.
But again, getting back to what you were saying, you know, an idea is great, but you got to be able to do the legwork. And Rusty and I will do a lot. And if we think the idea is good, we'll just run with it. But it's got to be solid. And on your side, like what you did, Tank, I mean, you just didn't sit there on your hands. I mean, you had IBC Get Community, your YouTube channels. You know, we knew that, you know, Tank is a marketing guy. You know, not like a shiller, but, you know, from your heart. And we knew that you could run with it and make it work. And Manicky Cosmos has worked. It's been beautiful. I've already talked to you about like a second series down the road. I think once the community that's in there now gets, you know, sees what's happening and word spreads, it's going to be like, oh, I wish I'd got one.
Oh, I guarantee. Well, I can't guarantee anything, but like, well, just ask Grits. Grits. There's very few people that know the full scope of the project. Obviously, I can't promise or promote or guarantee anything for certain reasons, but I know one thing for sure. Come next month on the 1st, when the mint is over and I'm able to actually drop people's jaws by telling them exactly what everything means as far as Manicky and all the details, you know, in between it all. Like I'm so anxious and I'm so excited to be able to do that. It's going to be a blast. It is definitely, yeah. There's going to be some people that definitely have some regrets, and there's definitely going to be some changes that are going to have to be made going forward from the entire ecosystem.
But you know, and to be clear, you're buying the NFT. What you're guaranteed is the NFT. You're buying a Manicky Cosmos NFT. Now, if you out there think that Tank is going to just sit on those NFTs and not do anything, you're absolutely nuts. I bought one. Rusty bought one. Everybody that's anybody in Cosmos has bought one.
I had to buy one.
You said you can't go into the details because you don't want people up your ass over, like, you know, SEC and all that crap. So
yeah, yeah. True. Well, you know, it's a really good. And I don't say this enough either. I had to buy one. There is no freebies with Maneki. Even myself and all the team had to buy Maneki outright. That was the only way the Manekis get produced. But you know, I'm sorry, guys. This has turned into a straight up talk about Knotts and Maneki. I say sorry, but I could go on and on and on about Knotts or Maneki all day long. But I just wanted to kind of, like, we've been saying that, and I'm still floored. If you go on Stargaze right now, there is no Manekis on the market. None. And that's amazing to me. I don't know if that's a first or if we've actually set some kind of record as far as Stargaze goes with as far as projects, because it's been about a week now. It's been a day over a week. And I don't think there's been any project that's ever launched that has not had a whole week go by where there's no reselling of the NFT.
You're not getting mine. I'm holding on to mine. Gritz is holding on to his. You know, we're going to be a special community. Go ahead, Gritz.
I want Jacob to trade me his. That's the only one I'll trade.
He's still not trading.
Unless there's like another one with pink and a rainbow that pops up.
Now, nobody's gotten the one Cosmos one, right? We had one.
No.
Okay.
That is a super rare one. You know what's super really ironic? But I'm gonna be trading. We actually have a giveaway happening on the live stream. You know, obviously, I wanted to max mint, right? So I bought four, the equivalent of four of them. And on the live stream, I actually ended up printing, minting one of the very few IBC gang eyes, and also with the charting background, the bullish charting background.
There's only one of those.
Yeah, I minted it.
Oh, man.
I minted it. So if you hold a Maneki, though, up until when we pull the prize, I'm going to be just swapping it out. Cause I, like, obviously I don't want to keep it, right? Like, it means more to me to have somebody else have the rare. So the way that you're, you know, up for the running on that is obviously you have to actually, you could just hold one or you could hold multiple, obviously, but you have to hold a Maneki to be eligible for that swap between myself and whoever wins. But I thought it was really, because I was like, oh, maybe I'll get a rare because we haven't seen one yet. And of course, live on stream, it never happens. I never print like a super rare on any other project. Of course, I do it on my own project. I was like, that's weird.
People are like, yeah, sure, Tang.
Yeah, no, guys, you guys can ask Jerry. It's a completely randomized thing. Yeah. There's no way to figure that out. But like, yeah, in any case, I'm giving it away anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we created them and we made them into NFTs and they just went right to market. So when you are making NFTs, the creator can choose to have some that he would like to give away. And Tank was like, nope, everybody has to buy one. If you want one, you gotta buy in. So Tank, I love that. I love that you stuck to your guns about that. And
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Hey, Jacob, cut us off. Tell us to stop talking about Knotts and Maneki, please.
Yes, get back to Juno.
But hey, no, you're good. You're good. Now, I must think I like advice. You know, crypto. I was thinking maybe instead of burning the whole Maneki, the rest of the collection, you could do something like a swap feature where someone could just swap any of one of their current Maneki for something they might like better from the rest of the collection instead of burning everything, and after that, the rest could be burned.
There's a lot of different options
Could you imagine setting up a system that went off like the rarity scores, and then if you wanted to swap yours but pay extra stars based off the rarity score, you know?
That would be interesting.
Would be neat.
That would be interesting.
We can definitely, and this would be very easy, having our engineer pull. If we don't sell out, and mind you guys for listening, Tank doesn't need to sell out for the series to work. If he sold 5%, the series would work. 10% of the series works. If he sells 70%, it works. It works because everybody who owns one is going to be part of a special community. So whatever it's at, it's successful. And Tank, you've done great. Yeah. But if you did want us to pull that special Adam one, we could do that before we close the collection. And you could do that as like a giveaway or a swap feature for somebody. that could be something cool down the road.
It would definitely have to be a swap.
That's what I'm saying.
A swap.
Yeah, so when the swap is the one that's being swapped can be burned, you know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah. It gets some. That's definitely an option.
Don't give it to me, because if it's not black with the rainbow, I don't want it.
Yo, I want an Atom one so bad. It's like,
That is so rare. So rare.
That's Granddaddy Atom. There's only one, Jacob. Only one Granddaddy.
Only one? Oh, my Lord.
There really is. Only one. There's really only
and
one.
And I bought Juno.
What? I don't have the rarity in front of me, or the list in front of me. But the ones with I don't want to say something that's wrong. That's why. But I know. So the eyes, both of them closed, are very rare. I actually have. You know, it's really funny. I have an NFT also, which just always skips my mind. But I have one of them, but both the eyes are closed on the cat. And that is also a very rare trait. The ones that have the koi fish are also definitely more rare than whether it be the four leaf clovers or I'm trying to think of the
we got bamboo. I think bamboo is yes. more common.
Yeah, the bamboo is a lot more common. And then of course, like there's so much different variables. It's hard to remember all of them off the top of my head, but obviously. The IBC eyes, I like to call them Shotgun eyes if you guys are Naruto fans, kind of looks like that. And then also we have banners that have IBC gang, and then also in the Koban coin, if you guys don't know, that's actually what the coins are called. There's a very rare trait of having the IBC gang font within the coin as well. Right now they have a whole bunch of different kanji in it. With different meanings, and you can actually figure out what those kanjis are. If you guys weren't able to actually figure that out just yet, you can just clearly go on their stars, go to your NFT, and it'll actually show you what that means on the traits. So there's several different ones, but the Atom is a 1 out of 1,000, so it's super super rare. And anybody who ends up minting one of those is when we're talking about rare. Jerry them in the end, and they actually you know, after us kind of going back and forth and stuff like that, like we decided when we're talking about something being rare, like we really wanted it to be rare and not be, you know, kind of like it's kind of rare, but like, you know, there's five other people or whatever. Like, no, if you have it, it's rare. Like, you are lucky, really lucky to have that.
So that goes back.
So he's still not mint out yet.
No. We're at 15%.
I mean the Atom one.
Oh yeah, no. I don't believe so. I'm pretty sure.
Nobody's minted. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's minted it. I'm sure they would have let us know. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's hot. But you, Tank, you did get the special stock market background, and that was a 1 out of 1,000 too. So
yeah.
Very lucky, man.
Super, super happy about it. And I'm super happy that I'm able to actually give it to somebody as well. So, you know, finally, I minted out a rare on my own chain, on my own project. Anyway, unless we want to talk, I mean, I'm sorry, guys, this kind of went into being a Maneki conversation. Sorry, not sorry. I love talking about the project. I don't do it enough. But I don't want it just to be a long one. I've been hosting some long spaces recently. If anybody has anything else they want to bring up or ask questions about, let's kind of like use this time to maybe do that. In the last maybe 10 or, you know, max 20 minutes, we can talk about anything that you guys are seeing right now that might be concerning or that you might have questions about. While we're talking about that, you know, we covered Juno and the price action. I'm really loving what I'm seeing on the charts when it comes to Secret. Like right now, it's retesting a current level that I've been watching for a long time, which is right around $1.31. We're a little bit above that right now, but I'm really loving that, you know, the price action for Secret is doing really, really well on the charts. Like, you know, bodies of the candles are engulfing previous bodies. The wicks, not so much, but we are still seeing the bodies of these candles slowly grind to the upside in a really bullish way. So I'm really liking seeing that. And I gotta get more into Secret stuff. I gotta get more into it. I feel like in Grits, we've talked about this. I feel like while there's a lot of things happening, the other than like the secret Twitter handle, like a lot of the projects have really been, and maybe I'm not calling them out, but maybe you guys can do a little bit better job at promoting what the hell is going on. Because I feel like it's been kind of like, I think compared to what's happening.
Yeah,
they keep it secret.
Yeah, they're keeping that, right? Pun intended. They're keeping their secrets. Like, if you guys got to let us know a little bit more. But like, yeah, like, shout outs to Eric with Hydro Finance. Like, guys, I'm waiting. I want to know what's going on. I know you guys are building.
Everybody does. There's people popping up in the Telegram. Like, is are these guys still here?
I full faith. I do, admittingly. I'll follow my sword on this one. I'll put my neck out and say this. You know, I stake actually my secret to the Hydro better. I'm really bullish on what Hydro Finance is working out. I really like the team, but I am kind of like would love to hear more from not just Hydro Finance, but you know, from all the projects, not the NFT projects, like because the NFT projects in the secret ecosystem, much like here in you know in our side of the yard, the NFT projects we're everywhere. Like the developers here, the project leads and the DAOs that are involved in these NFTs, you can see like they're really active. I think as far as NFTs go, the groups involved are doing a phenomenal job. But on a protocol level, as far as like you know what people think of traditional cryptos and stuff like that, like I really do think that a lot of these devs are going silent. And I would like to see, even if there isn't much to talk about as far as development goes, like it's your guys' job to work on marketing. And if not, let me know, like, let me know what's happening and I'll market it for you, but I'm not going to shill it, but just let me know. Cause I want to tell people what's happening. So yeah. Let me go. What's up BSE down there? What's going on, girl? I did want to jump into Osmosis and Osmo token. Right now, guys, I wish I could show you guys my chart. This is going to be shared. If you guys want to know more about like my insights and what I'm looking at other charts, feel free to join me Monday through Friday. I go live 9:15 Central Standard Time, a.m. So it's early morning for a lot of you guys. But we go live on YouTube. You can find us just IBC Gang. It's real easy. But we talk about the charts and what I'm seeing in these levels all day long. One of the things I'm really liking about with Osmosis is we have actually just broke a very long-term downward trend that we've been in since like April, even probably before that. But we literally just broke out, and it's not a bullish breakout, but it's more of like a sideways stable breakout from this downward trend that we've been having. And I'm really liking seeing Osmo just under a dollar. Like I really do think we have a good chance now with the price action that we've been recently going through and it pretty much stabilizing itself between 71 cents and basically where we've been at as far as resistance goes over the past couple of months. Over the past 2 months or so. We're retesting and right now above our previous resistance for price action. And I think Osmo is in a really good place because, again, it has its thirdening happening or just happened, right? And I think with some of the things that Sunny and the platform are going to be producing and putting out for us for the Osmosis platform, I think really we're going to see it's not going to take off. I don't want anybody to get their expectations too high, but I definitely do think that we're going to start seeing slow, steady, sustainable, maintainable price action, not so much to the upside, more up into the right crabbish stance. Where what I mean by that is like we're just going to kind of grind out between 95 or 90 cents conservatively to about $1.10, maybe if it's a real good breakout, maybe $1.20 over the next month or so. But
a crab with a knife.
Yeah. So like, yeah, just like exactly. I saw that's funny you said. I saw that actual post not too long ago.
Yeah, me too.
like the crab going sideways in the hall with a knife in its hand, protecting its price action, protecting its value on the charts. And I do think, you know, for the long-term stakers, long-term holders, especially the ones that were actually able to get in at these lows previously here in June, I do think that, you know, they're going to see some really good and likable price action and returns going forward. Obviously, that take it with a grain of salt. Nobody knows the future, but I'm really liking what I'm seeing right now. There's some caveats to a lot of other things too. I'd like to see the Fed hit us with a 75 basis rate hike. And then I would like to see jobs looking a lot more shitty for the American people. And I don't mean to be a complete bear, but I want to see more people getting laid off, because that means that the government's going to ease off on their restrictions. So again, not hoping for people to feel hardship or hard times, but if you guys know how the market moves, if you guys know economics, if you guys know geopolitical games that are played over the years, the government needs people to be unemployed for them to be relevant. And so that's what they're looking for right now. They're looking for CPI to come down. They're looking for earnings. They're looking for unemployment rates to rise so that they can come in like the shiny knights that they believe that they are, and kind of like show everybody that you still need us. Look how great we are. So again, I'm liking what I'm seeing on a smaller time frame, but still, obviously, be careful, guys. Take profits when profits are there to be realized. That's how you ensure that you don't have to worry about things, is when you're a like consistent profit taker. But I'm really liking what I'm seeing right now on the charts. With that, unless anybody else has anything they want to add. You know what? Let's do, before we close out, let's look at Evmos real quick as far as the price action goes. I haven't even looked at it. So it's still floating just above $2, which is, hey, it's a good thing, right? Like, I really do think with Evmos and inflation and everything, basically what's happening with their tokenomics, expect, guys, and I don't know this, like, you know, for a fact, but I'm just going to put it out there. This is my theory. This is my thesis about Evmos and the price action for it and the value for the token. In the next couple of months, expect Evmos to go down to about $1.70. Like, just expect that. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's been hanging as best as it possibly can above $2 for a long fucking time. And there's going to be a lot more spending because community pool and marketing has now started going full swing. So they need to start pulling and selling to accomplish some of those things from the pools. There's going to be people, you know, with the decay factor and with the timeline running short. I know it was extended recently to claim, but with it running short again, it's going to start running its course, and it just expect $1.70. Like, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but expect $1.70. But with that being said, guys, I do want to cut it here. Like I said, I've been running up pretty long spaces over the past couple of days. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Rusty, Jacob, everybody, of course, Grits, appreciate you 100%, guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Enjoy your nights. Take profits, my friends, and stay safe out there, guys. Peace.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Tuesday Cosmos Recap, hosted by Crypto Tank, recorded on Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep it hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Razor beam focus, star scream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all erect with the dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fatal man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next no one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch. match of Lysol. But it didn't matter, we was all hyped up when the Petalithium medley just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop right off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth. Slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Then envision in the middle men, listen to the fiddle man, play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze trying to make the next billion.
Channel spaces.